Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, July 17th, 2018. Today is World Emoji Day. In Brandenburg, the incidence of tick bites is higher than in the same period in 2017. 613 cases of Lyme disease were reported nationwide by last Sunday, according to the Ministry of Health, upon a request from the German press agency. In the same period in 2017, the figure was 509. According to the Robert Koch Institute, or RKI, however, the comparatively higher incidence of reported cases is not yet a cause for concern. Susanne Glasmacher, spokeswoman of the Institute, remarked that this year, tick season just started a little earlier. Tick bites cause bacteria, Borrelia, to enter the human body, which can lead to infections. According to the RKI, ticks become active at temperatures around 8 degrees. Glasmacher reported that she already had reports of tick bites in December and January, and that people should be careful all year round and search their bodies thoroughly after a walk in the forest. Ticks especially like to hide in protected places such as knee and arm bends. Be warned that it is not only in the forest that you can get a tick. The Institute has also received reports of Lyme disease from downtown Berlin parks and gardens. Ticks are usually wiped off of deeper bushes or grasses, and you can protect yourself with long clothes and sprays available in the pharmacy. Since the Borrelia are located in the digestive tract of the tick, it takes up to 8 hours for the bacteria to enter a body after a tick has attached itself to a human. Glasmacher advises that once you have discovered a tick, you should pull it out carefully and slowly, and afterwards observe the bite area well. If a circular redness forms, a doctor should be consulted as soon as possible. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, has promised the people of Berlin a new 10th additional bank holiday. He has named his preferred date to be March 18th, to honor the events of the March Revolution of 1848 in Berlin. March 18th, on which hundreds of citizens and soldiers were killed in barricade fights, is considered the most important date of the Revolution of 1848, with which liberal and democratic traditions were founded in Germany. On March 18th, 1990, the first free election of the People's Chamber took place. The governing mayor can also imagine other occasions and stated that in the end, it must always be a holiday with a certain reference to Berlin. The Red Red Green Coalition has not yet agreed on this. For March 18th, he also sees support in the ranks of the left. At a party conference, however, the left has already spoken out in favor of May 8th becoming a permanent holiday in Berlin. It is the day of liberation from National Socialism and the end of the Second World War. Katina Schubert, left-wing state head, added that, quote, "The fewer contemporary witnesses there are, the more it is necessary to keep the memory alive." Berlin's CDU state leader, Monika Grütters, Minister of State for Culture, also points out that, quote, "An additional holiday is not an end in itself. We don't need another day off here. Instead, it should be discussed to rotate between different occasions or days as a holiday every year. This would raise awareness of historical events." The Federal Commissioner for Stasi Files, Ronald Jahn, and the RBB Director, Patricia Schlesinger, are both in favor of June 17th. Jahn remarked that this day of the popular uprising stands for the people and their desire for a democratic society, adding that he believes Berlin would send out a signal of hope that injustice and lack of freedom can be overcome, even if it sometimes takes a very long time. The founder of the liberal mosque in Berlin, Sadan Atesh, is pleading for March 8th, International Women's Day. Music Board Managing Director Katja Lucker has called for greater accessibility in the city's clubs and concert halls on the occasion of the new funding round of the Music Board Berlin. Lucker wants to make improvements so people with disabilities can enjoy the club scene. Lucker added that diversity and inclusion, also with regard to gender, sexual orientation, and origin, are unfortunately still an exception in Germany and not normality. This year's focus is on supporting artists with disabilities and projects that promote inclusion. At the end of last week, the institution announced that it would support two further projects in the second funding round. Confetti of the SO36 Club at around 7,200 euros, and Vermischt of the MOG61 Miteinander ohne Grenze Association at 8,000 euros. Both have the goal of providing a stage for artists with disabilities. In 2018, 145,000 euros went to nine projects working for people with disabilities. The artist Count Fidi, who is in a wheelchair, also received an artist grant. The Music Board Berlin was established in 2013 with the aim of promoting the city's music scene. Artist scholarships and grants are awarded for young artist projects, neighborhood initiatives, festivals, and live tours. One of the focal points of recent years has been the support of female artists. This year, 73 projects were funded in two rounds with a total of around 1.2 million euros. 59 artists received a grant of 270,000 euros. Berlin likes to compare itself with metropolises like New York, London, or Paris. However, as an international ranking has shown, this is not justified in all areas. In a comparison of the world's main railway stations, Berlin's just landed in the middle of the field. The planning and consulting company Arcadis took a close look at 27 stations worldwide. First place was awarded to the Central Terminal in New York, closely followed by Union Station in Washington, D.C., and the HKU station in Hong Kong. Berlin only made it to 15th place. Berlin's stations, however, shine in the area of urban development and social affairs. Sanitary facilities, gastronomy, and places to relax are particularly noticeable here. However, the quality and quantity of connections, the main purpose of a station, leave much to be desired. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.